Cattle futures dredged lower Tuesday. Planting progress continued to make up lost ground last week. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 1st of June. Cattle futures took a step lower Tuesday to start the trading week, caught up in the broader commodity market downdraft and amid month-end positioning. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.20 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.31 lower, from 20 cents lower at the back to $2.02 lower toward the front. Corn futures closed 15 to 23 cents lower through old crop contracts and then mostly 7 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 30 to 49 cents lower through SEP of 23 and then 23 to 24 cents lower. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from limited on light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices last week were $137 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, $140 in Nebraska, and $140 to $142 in the Western Corn Belt. Dressed prices were $223 to $224 in Nebraska and $222 to $227 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.12 higher Tuesday afternoon at $267.54 a hundredweight. Select was $2.15 higher at $248.65. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold uneven last week, from $2 a hundredweight lower to $2 higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Demand was moderate to good, with the best demand for yearling cattle, but thinner type grazing kinds of calves were still sought after, AMS analysts say. On Tuesday, steers sold steady and heifers traded firm to $5 higher at Keenesville Livestock Auction in Missouri, where they're 1,895 head. However, steer and heifer calves traded $3 to $6 lower at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where they're 1,652 head.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400 cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford Bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at Hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Tuesday, but retained much of the previous session's gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 222 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 26 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 49 points. National pasture and range conditions last week gained slightly, according to the latest USDA crop progress report for the week ending May 29th. 24% of pasture and range was rated as good or excellent, which was 2% more than the previous week, but 7% less than a year earlier. Conversely, 46% was rated as poor or very poor, compared to 50% a week earlier and 39% a year earlier. Planting progress continued to make strides. 86% of corn was planted, which was 8% less than last year, but just 1% less than the 5-year average. 61% was emerged, compared to 79% last year and 68% for average. 66% of soybeans were in the ground, which was 17% less than last year and 1% less than the average. 39% was emerged, compared to 59% last year and 43% for average. 72% of winter wheat was headed, compared to 77% the previous year and 76% for average. 29% was rated in good or excellent condition, compared to 48% a year earlier. 40% was rated as poor or very poor, compared to 19% at the same time last year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 1st of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.